So today we're going to be singing Great is Thy Faithfulness. And as most of you probably know, my family has been going through a pretty difficult time in our lives lately. And I know there's quite a few people here that have been going through difficult times as well. So this song is just a great reminder as to who's in control and that he's always faithful and going to provide everything we need. So.
Please be patient with us because we don't handle audiences very well. We're a little nervous.
No shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Said they would help me today, and they did. Thank you, kids. I want to preach a message today. I want to call it Prophetic People. Prophetic people know the signs of the times. They know how to hear the voice of the Lord. And I want to give you an example of what I mean. Before we moved to Knapp, we knew a farmer that raised sheep, and what he did was he milked them. And he would freeze the milk, and once a month a truck would come and pick up the milk along with other people's sheep milk, take it to New York, it would be used for yogurt. We went out, we were talking to him, and what he did was he went out to the pasture where the sheep were and stood by the gate, rattled his keys. He said, "Girls, it's time." Now, all the sheep were at the far end of the field, about 100 yards away, and all he did was say, "Girls, come on, it's time." And as a group, they stood up and they ran to him. What he did was he opened the gate, and the sheep went into the milk parlor, but there was one old one out there, and he said, "I have to go help her." He said, "She has a hard time walking." So he went out and just kind of walked with her slowly, and she came up. Everything was fine. She went into the milk parlor. Now, the Bible tells us that we are like sheep. I got this message kind of as a thing from a couple of years ago. They had an ad on TV saying, "Can you hear me now?" Okay. Can you hear me now? 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 Okay. I hope you all know that God is in control of everything. Everything that's happening in the world today, I don't care what it is, God is in control. And God is trying to get our attention, yours and mine. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone through a situation where you think, "I've been here before"? Anybody? Now, the question was, I'm in this situation, I feel like I've been in it before. What did I do last time? Apparently it didn't work, so I've got to change something. I got to try something different. Now, the Lord wants us to know where we've been. He wants us to understand the journey we've been on. He wants us to have a prophetic understanding concerning our life and our destiny. God wants to come and speak to us to confirm His purposes in our heart. All of these things that are happening in the world right now have to pass through the hand of God in order to come upon us. Everything has to pass through the hand of God. Does God cause it to happen? No. But what He does is He uses it to say, "Can I get your attention? Do I have your attention now? Can you hear me?" A person who doesn't have a prophetic element in their life is going to be blown around in every direction. And that's why God is committed to giving us prophetic understanding. He wants us to know the times and the seasons so that we can succeed in doing His will. Now, I've heard, and I'm sure some of you have heard, some foolish things done in the name of prophecy. What's happened is a lot of people have been turned off by prophecy. So rather than reacting negatively, I want to encourage each one of you to learn to have a balanced scriptural attitude toward hearing the prophetic word of the Lord. Learn to be a truly prophetic person. Let's turn to Romans 13. Romans 13 and starting at verse 11. "And do this, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Now, the scripture shows us seven elements of a prophetic person. Seven signs of people know the time. First one is in verse 11. It's high time to wake out of sleep. It's high time to awake out of sleep. So a prophetic person is not asleep spiritually. Satan's job is committed to putting the church to sleep. He wants to put them to sleep through ignorance, by a lack of understanding and a lack of the knowledge of the ways of the Lord. Because it's in this way that God's people can be destroyed. If they're not awake spiritually, if they're sleeping, what happens is they won't know the time and they won't stay awake spiritually. Number two, they'll live a holy life. Look at verse 12. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. A prophetic person doesn't become trapped in the snares of the world. They are spiritually awake, and they are able to live a holy and clean life. Number three, they will have great motivation to be involved in the work of the kingdom. Look at verse 12 again. Let us put on the armor of light. They will be on the Lord's front lines, ready to go to war in the Lord's army. People with no prophetic awareness of the times are not aware of any real motivation to participate in the work of the kingdom. Those who do know the time will be motivated and involved with an eternal kingdom perspective. Number four, they will live a transparent, open, and honest life. Look at verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day. If you're spiritually aware of who you are, where you stand in Christ, that's what we need to be, prophetic people. Otherwise, what happens is we are living with a facade. We're trying to pretend we're somebody we're really not. If the crowd is going this way, that's the way we want to go. If the crowd is going this way, that's where we want to go. That's what a person is if they're not prophetically understandable of the times, because God wants us to be able to walk openly and honestly before himself and before man. Number five, they will avoid carnal living. Look at verse 13. Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. They will not be caught up in their own carnal appetites because they have a true prophetic understanding of the times and the strategies of the enemy. They will clearly see the enemy's traps and be able to avoid them. Some time ago, in one of our churches, a lady had gotten a divorce, and she had come to the elders of the church and asked for our advice. All the elders said, what she did was she came to us and said, what I want to do is I have to go to court in Milwaukee because that's where he lives, that's where he filed the papers. And so when I go to the court in Milwaukee, I want to be my own attorney. And we all gave her the counsel, every one of us gave her the counsel that don't do it. Get the best attorney you can find and don't do what you're saying you want to do. And so she said, God told me. Okay? What happened was a week later she came back to church and said, they took everything that I have. They took my house, my car, everything. She said, why did God let me down? We all said, God did not let you down. You did that on your own. You felt you wanted to do it, and so you did it. And what she said then was, what do I do now? And one of the guys said, what you want to do is get the best attorney you can find and go after him. She came back 2 weeks later and said, the attorney I found got everything back plus from my ex-husband. So interesting, isn't it? Can you hear me now? Number six, they both lean totally upon Jesus Christ. Verse 14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. What's going to happen is if a person is prophetically understanding, aware of the times, they're going to be aware of the presence of the Lord in their lives, in the past, the present, and also in the future, as well as in the ministries the Lord has given them. You know, God has given everybody here a ministry, but I don't feel a ministry. Can you smile? Just smile for Jesus. You know, you don't want to go up to somebody and say, praise God. You need to have Jesus like I have him. I don't want him. If he's like that, I don't want him. But smile. People can be won to the Lord with just a smile. All we have to do is smile at somebody. Welcome somebody new. Shake their hand, introduce yourself, and then when they come back, go back to them. Keep talking to them because that's what they need. They're here for something. And so give them the peace of heart, peace of mind that they're looking for. Number seven, verse 14, they will keep their priorities in order and not make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts of the flesh thereof. To fulfill the lusts thereof. If you know the time, you will have prophetic understanding concerning the purposes of God for your life. You'll be able to keep your priorities in order. You'll seek the kingdom of God first and put that in the center of your life and always, always make sure that you have God in the center of your life. Because then God's will be accomplished in your life. Now, if you remove these prophetic things from your life, what's going to happen is that the opposite of these seven things are going to tend to be present. You'll go to sleep spiritually, not be aware of the times in which you live. You'll tend to live an unholy and an unclean life. The things of this world will easily contaminate your life. You will not be motivated to devote your life to the work of the kingdom. You may be involved in a lot of things, but they're all for selfish reasons. What will happen is you'll tend to be a hypocrite. You may attend church regularly, do all the things required of faithful members, but not being aware of the times, your spiritual life will tend to be shallow and superficial. You will often be just going through the motions, doing what everyone else is doing, doing what is expected of you. You'll tend to be controlled by the appetites of the flesh. An illustration of this is you walk independently of God. Now, when Peter attempted to serve the Lord, he wasn't leaning entirely upon Jesus. And he failed to understand the words that Jesus said. Therefore, he was not able to respond rightly. In 3 days, Jesus was going to rise from the dead and be forever triumphant. Peter had no prophetic insight into this. And what happened was the words and the actions of Jesus, Peter ended up betraying his Lord because he wasn't aware. He didn't hear. He didn't hear God talking. We don't want our priorities to be out of order. If you're unaware of the meaning in your life and the times in which you are living in, how can you properly order the priorities of your life? Let me ask you a question. Has God gotten your attention yet? What about the three new hurricanes? Has God gotten your attention? What about the earthquake in Mexico City? People are saying, yeah, it was bad. Let me ask you a question. Would God get your attention or America's attention if suddenly in California they had an 8-plus earthquake? Would it make a difference? Or how about an 8-plus earthquake in Kansas City or St. Louis? Do you know one of the worst fault lines is in St. Louis? The last time they had it, it changed the course of the Mississippi River. Mark 13:8 says, "For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will also be famines. These things are merely the beginning of birth pangs." What about the riots in St. Louis? Do you know that when people begin to march on cause, like for instance in Minneapolis when the man was shot by the policeman and his girlfriend was sitting in the front seat and put it on Facebook Live, what happened was people said, "We're going to march against that. That cop was wrong." And so what they did was they shut down the freeways going into Minneapolis. They made a chain across them and across all the on-ramps, off-ramps. Now, was that any more of a crime to take the law into their own hands, say this person is wrong, but it's okay to do this? God is saying, "Have I got your attention yet? Can you hear me now?" How about the missiles that Kim Jong-un has? Mark 13:8, "For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places, and there will also be famines. These things are merely the beginning of birth pangs." Can we hear God yet? God is trying to get our attention. There's a lot of things happening in the world. Remember, they have to pass through the hand of God. These things, in order to come upon us, have to pass through the hand of God. But He wants to get our attention. We should feel the birth pangs of the kingdom soon. What about the terrorists? All over the world. We've had some, but not a whole lot since 9/11. But what about the terrorists? Isaiah 30 verse 1 says, "Woe to the rebellious children, declares the Lord, who execute a plan, but not mine, and make an alliance, but not of my spirit, in order to add sin unto sin." So is God getting our attention or no?
We have this hanging outside our house. You ever seen them? Oh. How many more things have to happen before God has? How many more things have to go on? Kim Jong-un has fired a nuclear missile into the Pacific and make that part of the Pacific null and void. So my hope for today is that we become prophetically and wouldn't just the stuff that won't reach the chance, won't touch us. No, there was another earthquake in St. The Great Lakes. Power. Because it goes all the way from Oregon, all the way down to Portland. What would God have to do?
What would God have to do? Thank you. In order to get our attention, in order to get America's attention. You know, we hear of all these marches going on. We hear of all these things. Do they affect me? Do they affect you? We should be praying as never before. The answer is prayer. We need to pray. Pray for every person in this church. Bev and I do. We need to pray for our president. We need to pray for those in authority over us. We need to pray for one another. We need to be prophetically understanding of the times. Are you ready? Now, being prophetically understanding, does that mean knowing who's going to win, the Packers or whoever they're playing? No. No. Whoever they're playing, probably about half and half. Half are praying that the Packers win, half are praying that the other team wins. Who does God listen to? God listens to the contrite of heart. Every prayer that I've been really serious with God about has been answered by God immediately. An example, Bev and I had taken the kids, we took the kids, but we went out to North Dakota to visit a friend of ours. We were in the basement, and Bev woke up and had a terrible headache. And I thought, I don't know the way out of this basement to get out to the car, because we had some aspirins out there. And so I knelt down alongside of the bed, laid my hand on Bev, and I began to pray earnestly. I mean, I needed God to do something. I needed God to reach out and touch Bev. And all of a sudden, Bev said, my headache is gone. And I thought, praise God. Now, if I can only do that again. Lord, how did I say that? That wasn't the answer. The answer was that at that time, I was being real with God. I was bringing earnest. Earnest prayer is what we need. We need that for our country today. Do you know, if we Christians don't do something, our country is going to fall. That's where it's headed. All the things that are happening in the world are moving us toward where God wants us to be. God wants us to be great again. God wants us to be a Christian country again, but we're sliding away. How much louder does God have to speak in order to have his people listen in their own personal lives and in the lives of our country? Where do you stand today? Are you a prophetic person? I pray you are. Close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I've done what you've asked me to do. Oh, Holy Spirit, come down now. Just rest upon us. Dwell upon us, O Lord. Lord, whatever you desire, we want to do. Are you here and you just want fresh touch from God? I'm going to ask you to come and just stand up here. I'll get some of the brothers to come and pray. I'll pray with you. But if you need a fresh touch, that you want to understand everything that's happening in America as it happens. Lord, is this what you want me to pray about? Is this what you want me to do? Then I'm going to ask you to just come. We'd like to pray with you. Are you here? Anybody? Anybody here that would like prayer?